Finally, we remember Malik Bendjellul. He was a freelance filmmaker from Sweden who shot to fame almost overnight with his Oscar-winning documentary, Searching for Sugar Man. It's about singer Sixto Rodriguez, who never managed to get popular here in the U.S., but was a superstar in South Africa without knowing it. If you haven't seen the film, you should. Last night, we learned that Malik Bendjellul died at the age of 36. When Searching for Sugar Man came out, our friend Beto Arco spoke with Bendjellul at length. Beto, tell us what made a half-Algerian, half-Swedish 30-something become obsessed with a story about a Mexican-American folk singer who never got his due. What did he tell you?
Well, you know, I interviewed him on my program here in Los Angeles on KPFK. He said that he was looking for a subject for his next project, and he saved up his money, and he started traveling around the world, and he came upon the story of Rodriguez, and this is what he told me.
I found this guy is as good and as famous as the Rolling Stones here in South Africa. Then I walked out in the streets of Cape Town, just asked random people, have you ever seen this album, Cold Fact by Rodriguez? And they was like, what do you mean, if I ever seen? Of course I see this album. It's like asking me if I've seen Sgt. Pepper by the Beatles. It's one of the most famous albums ever. And then I'd listen to the songs and it's like, oh my God, it really is one of the lost masterpieces of our time, I think.
So filmmakers who uncover stories like these often end up becoming the star themselves because they've discovered something great. I mean, it sounds, though, like Malik Bendjellul, from what I understand, wanted the spotlight and story to stay on Sixto Rodriguez. Did you get the sense of humility when you met Malik Bendjellul?
Oh, my God. He was the most humble yet very passionate person. And you could sense that he was really respectful of Rodriguez's life and what he became.
Well, Malik Bendjellul certainly told us an incredible story, and sadly, he's gone at the age of 36. Beto Arcos, thank you for telling us about Malik today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Marco.
Sugar man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships.
That's our program today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.